The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm Cynthia Chaplin, and this is Voices. Every Wednesday, I will be sharing conversations with international wine industry professionals, discussing issues in diversity, equity, and inclusion through their personal experiences working in the field of wine. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate our show wherever you get your pods.
Hello, and welcome to Voices. This is Cynthia Chaplin, and today I am so happy to welcome Preetha Kasadevall to the show. She is the founder of Jakarta Wine Club Series and the Jakarta Wine Festival in Indonesia, which is the first wine festival in the region. So thank you so much for making the time to talk to us today.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Preetha. It's so great to have you on the show. And I'm really excited to hear about what's going on in the wine world in Indonesia. So let me ask you, how did you get started in wine? How did you get interested? When was that moment when you decided you wanted to make wine your career?
Okay, it sounds very far, Indonesia, right? I hope that you know where it is.
I do, because my daughter lives in Singapore, so I spend a lot of time.
Okay, because usually people understand where is Bali, but they don't really recall where is Indonesia, and it seems like very further back on the map. Like,
not for me. I'm good with Indonesia.
So I started becoming a wine enthusiast. It seems about, I think, 10 years back. And then it came the interest in wine just because we love traveling. Me and my husband used to travel a lot. And then even until now as well. So it started from there. And then he used to like to drink only, it's like good wine. So it started from there. And then there must be a way for me once I gave birth my firstborn, I think about 11 years ago. And then a few years after that, and then we start traveling and all of that more than before. And then there must be a way for me to study wine. Not only me able to drink, but also really deep into studied about the theory and kind of that. So I took a little bit of the study about the WSET in Singapore. That's the first journey that I took. And then since 2018, after that, we went to London. And I found out that they have the WSET level 3. And then I took another study there. So that's how it started into the more like a deep understanding about wine. And then since the traveling, and then we love eating a lot, like going to the restaurants and all of that. So back to Indonesia, at the time I used to live in Bali, in Bangkok. And then I moved back again to Jakarta. And then in Jakarta, the food and beverage industry is a bit bigger and then so much different than in Bali, right? Bali more casual. But here, where we live, it's like all the best restaurant is around our places and all of that. And then I got more advantage because my husband is working in the hospitality industry in hotels. So that's how it started. He needs some help to suggestion about the wine through his team in F&B restaurants and all of that. So I start helping him up there. And then, yeah, so I thought that why not I do something related in wine? One is helping your restaurants to promote. It's like maybe doing like a one or two simple dinner or wine tasting. Since then, from the small community of friends that we invited, it become regulars. And then those people, it's always like waiting to come to my tasting, to the event and all of that. That's how we started to have the Jakarta Wine Club series in 2019.
Well, I love it when people come into wine through WSET because I'm a WSET educator. So I love that people come and take those classes and get excited about it. So that's a great story. And it's so nice when you've got, you know, your husband is involved in restaurants. There's a lot of social and support, you know, between restaurants and wine. So it's nice that you're sharing that journey together. And the club is really fascinating. You said, you know, you founded the club in 2019 and you've already got 480 members. So that's big growth in a very short amount of time. So tell us what the Jakarta Wine Club series is doing. You know, are you holding classes or are you just doing tasting events? How often do you get together? Let's hear about what you're doing.
Okay. So as you know, like I said that when I studied WSET level 2 and 3, and then now I'm starting my diploma as well in Hong Kong, we all know who came from the background of WSET. This is not something that is very easy to digest, right? It's something that is so rich to digest, and then this is not for everybody. And then mostly people here, they want to learn about wine, but not in the environment of the classes basis. And when I start doing my wine tasting back then, 2019, and then it becomes very regular. And then I see the enthusiasm from people. They have the willingness to learn. And then how also in the process, I'm also learning how to change the language, like not to bring the language that we have been taught in the classroom, but need to give them the message that when they go back home after my wine tasting, they have the experience of making a new friendship, connections, and then also they have the pocket study about what they learn about the tasting. Not only me as the wine leader during the event, only pouring the wine, but also we need to give them the education part in a way that is not in a class basis, but in a very casual environment, but then the knowledge is getting into that. I think that's how it started. People have the very, you know, like a different enthusiasm, and then they start looking forward for the second one, the third one, with the different topics. So that's how it is, like how we can give a different environment in the teaching, not like in a classes basis. And then even until now, I still, you know, like trying to also give myself a big kind of a lesson, like, because everybody is not all of them that are coming from professional industries. Some of them, they're just, they have zero knowledge about wine. Some of them, they know some variety about wine, but they didn't know how the process of making the wine. So how can we blend all of these people, become one in 1 hour or 2 hours even? All of this zone of people, we can blend them together. And then, yeah, we all have a good experience in wine and tasting. So that's how we started.
I love what you're doing. It's very similar to what I try to do. It's part of why I do the podcast, to make wine more accessible for more people. You know, it is the WSET system is a good way to learn, but it's very rigid. And as you said, not everybody wants to be in a classroom, and wine is supposed to be fun. So it sounds like Jakarta Wine Club is a lot of fun. So let me just ask you, you know, what is the wine scene like in Indonesia, you know, or in Jakarta in particular? You know, I know that Indonesia has a Muslim majority, so it has to be sort of complicated for people who want to drink wine. You know, it seems the taxes went up 150% just a couple of years ago. So give me an idea of the wine world in Indonesia. Who's importing? Who's drinking? What is it like there for people who are interested in wine?
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, so what we do now, since the door is already open and then I start making the wine club series, it's become a company. And then now it became a part of our department to promote that the wine that we have in Indonesia, that first. So the variety of people who drink wine here is so variable. From those who drink premium wine, we have a lot of big collectors. As you know, that lots of Indonesian also, they're based in Singapore. And then they've been taught and they've been experienced a lot of exposure about wine in the world. They even have a big seller, like, you know, the bank of seller, the biggest one in Singapore, mostly owned by Indonesian. Those that category as a wine collector, we have a lot of them here. We also have the new generation, the children of these collectors, which is the parents who used to go collect, and then, you know, they have a cellar everywhere. They become the collector of all the first growth one, like Unpremier. They always be the client of the Unpremier. And then these kids, the second generation, those who really want to drink wine, they only been taught by the parents of drinking a good wine. But they didn't know that we have a lot of medium kind of a wine, because the kids, when they go to the restaurants and all of that, although the parents been spoiling them with all the good wine that they have at home, but when they go to the restaurants,
they start with fine wine and then go down.
And then how we can give them the experience, like, okay, you drink the good wine at home, but when you go out with your friends and then you go out with your girlfriend and whatsoever, you're not going to treat them with the first growth that we have in Bordeaux, for example, it's like that. But what kind of variety that they can match in between, not really bad, not really good, but in between. So there are a lot of the second layer of that, people like that here. And then the last one, there's also a lot of people who really willing to seek a new, you know, environment about wine, because they know that wine here is kind of a luxury. One is true because it's very expensive. 150% of a tax, it's super expensive. Things that you can buy in Europe for $5, here it could be or another 35. And that maybe if you buy in retail, there could be 35. If it's already going to the restaurant, it's another 21%. So wine here is very expensive. It's for a luxury. But there are also wine that is entry level that is good. For example, those that is coming from New World, Australia, Chile, and all of that, it's a more affordable here in Indonesia. But this generation, the third generation, didn't know which one to choose. Because when they go to the restaurants, they always face an issue. They will ask the sommelier and all of that, can I have a wine and all of that? Of course, the first thing that sommelier that has been taught by the distributor or producers during their life of the working, they haven't been gone to WCT and all of that. First thing they always recommend here must be the most expensive one. So it's a big gap between those excitement of learning with the youngest society here. And when they want to go to their retail shop or to F&B segmented items, they always been faced with this kind of issues. So the gap is very high. That's why where we are right now is trying to accommodate them, giving them more confidence. Okay, we give you a little bit of knowledge here and there, here and there. Once you go back again to the restaurants or to the retail shop, at least you have a little bit of the basic understanding what you can choose and then at least the variety and so on. That's how we can have. Distributors and importer also is a lot. We became, Jakarta Wine Club Series, we became their bridges into the customer as well, especially during the festival that we did last year. There are about 10 big importers of Indonesia, big wine merchant here. Yeah, so we become getting along very well. Yeah.
That's great. It's so good to hear this and that you're encouraging, you know, a younger generation, a new generation to try aren't necessarily a premium wine. It's important to build that up so that these young people who don't have a lot of money right now, they will have more money later.
Yeah, they will.
It's good for them to start learning about wine and what they can afford now and building up their palate. So you mentioned the festival. Let's talk about that. So just last year, 2023, you know, in the end of August, you launched the Jakarta Wine Festival, and it really was the first big wine event in Indonesia. So what gave you the idea? You know, how many wines did you show and were they from all over the world? You know, tell us a little bit about the festival. What went on there?
So actually it's come from my experience. Since 7 years ago, I tried to go to some of the wine exhibition. For example, it's like Pro Wine and then Fine Expo. I was in Fine Expo 2019 during the closure, the one in Bordeaux. And then I have always having this kind of a little dream. And then I talk to my team and all of that after all of the wine tasting, wine dinner that we did regularly once a week and all of that. So even during the COVID, we haven't been stopped, Cynthia. Like we did our Zoom classes, we send the wine that we going to have in Zoom right away to the customers. So once the government releasing that lockdown, our member is start getting a lot more, because what we did during the lockdown, we got a lot of people who's really seeking the knowledge about wine. So it started after the pandemic, and then we see a lot of enthusiasm when people are willing to go to my event. Instead of we having 30, it becomes 60. And then when we are having only once a week event, it becomes two times in a week's event. So things like that. And then those that we usually knock the door from one big restaurant to the other, hey, would you like to make an event and all of that? They're the one who came from us. So we see that the growing of the excitement of people. Since then, we even work with a lot of lifestyle media. For example, it's like Prestige. If you go to my Instagram, our Instagram, there's a lot of footage that we are collaborating with Lifestyle Magazine and all of that. Since then, I share my thought to the team. How about we do something when not only 30, 40 or 60 people can go to our event, but a lot more than that. Instead of they tasting 5 or 6 wine, they can taste lots of wine that we have here in Indonesia. We have about 10 distributors and importer big as our friend who always supporting our event. How about we bring them all of them together in one event, 2 or 3 days, and then we see how many people can go and then how this experience can go and all of that. So at first, we are very debating because when it comes into the wine exhibition, usually it's B2B, like industrial to industrial people, right? There's lack of door that can be open for people like a newcomer of wine lover. They have those access. For example, like I was in Fine Expo last year in Singapore. So every time we would like to go to the booths, first thing that these people is seeing is like your tech, like are you coming from this company or that company? They're not really welcoming. So that's one thing that I said to my team, let's just make one small event. It's like a festival of wine. Don't make it in the ballroom and all of that. So let's do it in mall when people is always going to be there and all of that. Let's collaborating with a lot of people, not only wine. How about we bring something else that can relate it into wine? For example, maybe art, like painting and all of that. Like see how many people can work and collaborate with us. That's how it started. And then suddenly one of the biggest mall, which is everybody in the southern part of Jakarta going there right now, they agreed to do this collaboration. And then from that small idea, it's become very, you know, like excitement. It comes from many different cut of the parties. Like the art dealer is that exciting to join our collaboration. And then a lot of media people also excited to join. Yeah, so that's how it started, Cynthia. From a very small dream.
I love what you said about You said you didn't want to do it in a big fancy ballroom. You wanted to do it in a shopping mall because it just made it so much more comfortable for people who don't know much about wine, who aren't in the industry, and they could come and taste. So how many wines did you have to be tasted during the festival?
So we brought all the importers. There are about the big name, standalone. We have like Penfold also joining, 6 big importers also joining. There's even 3 Indonesian wine also, because getting along of the preparation, I said also to the team, let's bring not only the international player, it's like this importer friends. We also need to exposure some of the local wine that we have here. Because as we know, many people is still very judgmental about the local wine here in Indonesia. Sadly, those people who consume the local wine, for example, Sababai from Bali and then Hetton wine from Bali as well, is mostly the foreigners. Our people, like Indonesian people, they always think very little value about this wine. So they're very judgmental. Give them opportunity to learn about the wine. You know, it's the same like when you're going to Italy, you're not going to have the house wine coming from Australia, right? So you will love to learn about your local wine, for example. So yeah, we bring the local wine as well, and then they become very big over there as well. And then the booths was amazing. And then they have also wine that meets from fruits of Salak. Have you seen Salak, the fruit Salak?
Yes, I didn't know you were making an alcoholic beverage from it though.
Yeah, we also just, like I said, like in the process of doing this festival, we opening so many doors, and then we just find out that there's a wine made of different fruits, for example, like salak. And then also turns out all of this local wine, the quality is amazing. And then, yeah, it become very, very big kind of things instead of doing it 2 days. And then the mall insisted, why not you doing it 4 days? So, yeah, well, we finally did 4 days. So it's about 5,000 people in total. And then all the importers, they're doing very well. They sell a lot and then all the revenue is back. So yeah, it becomes one of the thing that from those small kin, and then it becomes something that can people remember. So we plan also to doing it this year. So hopefully it works well.
It's going to be my next question. Is there going to be a Jakarta Wine Festival in 2024?
Yes, it is. It is. But I don't think we're going to do it in a mall. But my game, it's like I want to do it in for a full week, but probably bringing all the F&B industry. Like there are big groups of restaurants here in Jakarta. So probably we're going to move from one place to the other. So trying to do it like that. So a lot more people also can have more access to try the wine and the food and all of that. So hopefully we can do that also this year. And then still, I'm working a lot with special needs kids. So we give them opportunity to join, for example, like last year, in terms of art, we collaborate with a lot of kids who have a special needs. So they're also an artist, a painter, and all of that. So we gave the master class the opportunity for them also to give like a painting with one with these special needs kids. So yeah, it becomes really, really, really excited for all of us. Also, we learned that this, we can give a bridges and help also to collaborate with this kind of special needs people.
This sounds so exciting. I love it when wine reaches out and touches other people. You know, it's one of the oldest beverages in the world, and it's lovely to hear that you're using the wine festival as a platform to reach out to special needs kids and to get people, you know, to be seen and to be heard. That's so great. Wine is a wonderful way, as you say, to build bridges and things like that. I can't believe that you're going to do a movable wine festival. I am an events organizer, and so I know how much work these things take. And if you're going to be moving your wine festival around Jakarta for a week, I think I'm going to have to come and see this in motion.
We would love to, I think, because the mall here also about the, you know, we always have a problem with license and all of that. Like, but it's not a big issue, which is we are also doing the kind of a festival here, similar like wine, but that's for more industrial. So we want to have less problem in terms of license and all of that, but more opportunity for people also can come into our festival. So for example, like last time when we did the wine festival, only those who can come to the booths, it's people 21 years old and above. So like if the parents came with the children need to wait aside and things like that. So we're trying not to give those kind of experience again. We want a lot more people also have opportunity to come to our event. So if we're doing it in, for example, like in F&B restaurants and all of that, or hotels with the restaurants, we're not going to face the same problem again. So it's just giving more platform to people to come.
Yeah, and I think events are always like this. You learn something new with every event that you do. So I want to wish you all the luck for the next one. I'm so excited about everything you're doing. It's wonderful to hear that there's such a vibrant wine scene in Jakarta and that there is wine being made in Indonesia. I've had Bali wine, I've had Isola wine and Hatton wine. So there is some amazing volcanic soil out there. There's all sorts of interesting things going on, and I'm glad to see that you're celebrating that. So thank you so much for coming on today, Preetha. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Cynthia. And hopefully next year you're going to come and visit us. Why not? You will become our guest speaker or doing one of our masterclass. That will be amazing. Why not?
I'd be delighted.
Thank you for listening, and remember to tune in next Wednesday when I'll be chatting with another fascinating guest. Italian Wine Podcast is among the leading wine podcasts in the world and the only one with a daily show. Tune in every day and discover all our different shows. You can find us at italianwinepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Spotify, Himalaya, or wherever you get your pods.